I guess so, Your Honor. Mr. Sylvan's here to address the issue of an affidavit of prejudice against Your Honor. It was the issue was reserved to today by Pro Tem Gorham last week. I objected, by the way. I believe that the court has already made discretionary rulings in the case. In addition, I think
we must be well beyond the 10-day of arraignment rule.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mr. Sylvan, I'll hear from you on why you believe your motion is appropriate at this time. Not on why you don't want me to hear the case, but why do you believe your motion is appropriate?
Because the last judge said it was okay.
No, the last judge said he'd set it over for me to hear it.
Because he didn't think it would be a problem.
Well, I don't care what he said.
Okay.
You made the motion to him based on some reason. Before he opened his mouth, why is it that you thought that a motion was appropriate in this case?
Well, Your Honor, I wrote this letter down explaining how I feel. Would you like it?
No, I want you to tell me why you think the motion
I feel
was
you've developed a dislike for me from previous court appearances. I also feel that you and I always have difficulty communicating. I think you and the prosecutor have developed a friendship that you and I will never possess, which gives her an unfair advantage. And I really don't think you'll be fair because you've always presumed me guilty, in my opinion.
Now, let me try it one more time, Mr. Sylvan, because I'm trying to make my questions straightforward and understandable. What is it that you believe makes your motion appropriate at this time? Not how you feel about anything. Okay. Let me try this. Have you read the court rules at all to understand how to bring that motion that you're suggesting?
I did what the judge suggested I do. No, I didn't read any court rules.
So you don't have any idea how to make that motion then?
I have the idea what the judge told me.
The judges don't give legal advice, Mr. Sylvan.
Okay, well...
They preside over the court.
Okay.
You brought that motion to court, and I need to know whether or not you invested any time or whatsoever into determining whether it was a valid motion that could be brought at that time. Did you look into the court rule?
I looked in a few books.
In the what books?
A few law books at the downtown Seattle Public Law Library on the sixth
Mr.
floor.
Mr. Sylvan, cut the attitude in my courtroom. I don't appreciate it. I'm not doing it with you. I'm treating you as an adult male in a court of law, and I expect the same respect. Get rid of it. It's doing you no good having an attitude in this courtroom.
Well, Your Honor, you're
now,
assuming
answer,
I have an attitude.
That's
I
right.
Do
like
not
you
have
alleged,
an attitude.
Like you just alleged a whole bunch of things.
I told you how I felt.
Mr. Sylvan, be quiet. When I talk and I ask a question, you'll answer. Now, once again, did you look at the court rules? That's what I asked you. Not three or four books. The court rules. That's the title of a book. Did you look at those? Yes or no?
Yes, I looked at a few books.
I asked you if you looked at the court rules.
No, I didn't look at a Tukwila court rule book.
There are no Tukwila. Did I say the word Tukwila, Mr. Sylvan?
I was clarifying it for us.
I said, did you look at the court rules? Simple.
No, I didn't look at the court rules.
If you had looked at the court rules, you would have found that your motion at this stage of the proceedings is inappropriate. I have already made discretionary rulings in your case. And your motion is far later than 10 days after the date of arraignment. If you had looked at those rules, you would have seen that. And you would have saved yourself a lot of trouble and instance bringing this motion before the court. Based on that court rule, your motion is denied.
May I appeal that? Is that possible that I appeal this decision?
There's a whole bunch of things you can do, Mr. Sylvan.
Okay.
One of them may be appeal.
Well,
I don't know.
For
I
the
don't
record,
give you
I like
legal
to
advice.
Appeal.
No, you don't. Just say for the record, Mr. Sylvan.
Okay.
There's a whole set of court rules. You
I'll
have to go
today.
Read them.
I'll have them today, Your Honor.
No. Now we have to deal with what we're doing with your case today.
I thought it was set for the 3rd.
Are we ready to proceed to trial on the 3rd? You're announcing your decision to appeal things.
I've been ready.
Mr. Sylvan, you just announced your desire to appeal things.
That doesn't mean I'm not
ready
for trial.
You can't appeal and be ready to go to trial on the 3rd.
I'm very well prepared to
Which one are we gonna do
on the 3rd.
What are we going to do on the
3rd? I'd like to do them on the 3rd. We're going to have a jury trial.
Not if you appeal this ruling that I just made. You're not going to have a jury trial?
Okay. Well, I'm going to appeal this ruling you just made. And I'm going to go look into
it. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have...
valid.
Mr. Sylvan,
Would you shut up? Quit talking. Unless you're asked a question.
Why is that so difficult?
Are you asking me a question now?
Yes, I asked you why is
it
so difficult.
It's very difficult because you don't listen.
I am listening.
That's
fine.
Why I'm asking for a different judge, because you don't listen.
That's been denied, Mr.
Okay,
Sullivan.
Well,
get rid of the anger.
May
you
we move on?
Officer, in about 1 second, you're going to jail. Now, who's going to be in the position of controlling your case? Cut it with the attitude. You have no reason to be angry at this court.
I'm not angry at all.
What do you do when you're not angry at all? What is that,
so you can understand me.
What is that? What is the grimacing in the face?
Oh, you're reading it as grimacing?
I asked you what it is.
I'm telling you what it is. I'm answering.
No, you're not. You're asking me a question. What is it?
It is not grimacing.
What is it?
It is me answering you clearly.
What is the facial expression?
I'm looking you in your
eyes. I asked you what the facial expression is.
What facial expression are you referring to?
One you don't even know you're doing, sir.
Okay.
You're doing it right now. Now calm yourself down and tell me what you're going to do with this case.
I am calm. I'm speaking to
you. I didn't ask you to respond about your calmness. I said calm down and tell me what you're going to do with the case. Right now you've indicated your desire to appeal one thing and go to trial in a week. Which is it going to be? There, you can't do both. If you're going to appeal one, then you're going to have to continue the trial date in order to appeal a ruling. If you feel that strongly about an appeal, you have a right to if the court rules provide that.
I need to see the court rules so
I
can find out my options.
I understand that. So are you interested in determining whether you can appeal this case?
If it's not possible, no, I do not wish to appeal.
No, hold on. Are you interested in determining whether or not this ruling can be appealed?
Yes.
Okay. Listen to my question. Please. Trying to help. With that said, in order for you to do that, how long do you think it will take to determine whether this ruling is appealable?
An hour.
The court doesn't deal in hour increments, Mr. Sullivan. We need you to deal in 30, 60, and 90-day increments.
Oh.
We can't reset this case in an hour. There's other people here. I mean, it just can't be brought back on in an hour.
It's not possible to put me at the end of today's calendar?
No, because there's another calendar after this. This is the 1:30 calendar. There's a 3 o'clock calendar. So that's why we deal in those increments. Right now, you've waived your right to a speedy trial through June 30th. If you want to determine the appealability of this ruling, then you'd have to waive your right through July 30th.
I've never remembered waiving my rights, Your Honor.
Well, maybe I misspoke. Sometimes I get cases confused. Let me see if we have a waiver of your right to a speedy trial. If we don't, then it's just coming on in the normal course of setting, and it's currently scheduled for the June term. In any event, in order to continue it beyond next Thursday so that you can determine the appealability, we'd have to continue this case until July 30th for you to do that, to investigate it properly and then come back before the court to give you time to file the motions. I mean, even if I gave you an hour, theoretically, to run somewhere and do whatever it is you think you need to do, if it's appealable, there's a mound of paperwork you've got to generate. If it's appealable. So it's not something you can do in an hour. So what do you want to do?
To answer that question, I need to know a few things.
Okay.
One.
I can only answer limited questions,
okay.
But I'll try.
Did you find a waiver anywhere up there?
No, I'm saying that it's set on in the normal course of business for the June 3rd trial.
Okay, well, I don't wish to waive it then. I'll see you on June 3rd, Your Honor, to go to trial. Let's start.
So you don't want to appeal the ruling then?
At this time, I don't feel like
it's
possible.
You don't get a choice. Passes you by.
It's okay.
You've got to make a decision one way or the other.
I made the decision.
Okay, so you're going to forego the right of appeal on the minor issue and proceed to trial.
The minor issue being you?
You know, the minor issue being the pretrial motion versus the trial. They're smaller and larger in scope. The trial takes much longer than a pretrial motion.
Okay, well,
calm down. Would you prefer to appeal that issue, or do you want to proceed?
I'm not
going to
appeal any issue at this time.
Mr. Sullivan, I don't know how to caution you. You're saying that at this time as if that's going to protect you somehow. If you walk out of this courtroom and you suddenly discover that you want to appeal that issue, that isn't going to protect you. You're not going to get to come back and say, Your Honor, I said at this time and now I've changed my mind. You need to know what you're doing. And I don't think you've got the knowledge base because you haven't gone to the library and researched the rules. You know, okay. And if you're going to make that statement, I want you to know it straight up that you may be foregoing your right to appeal that issue.
That just the issue of you being the judge.
My being the judge, right. You may be foregoing that right. Okay?
That's no. If that happens, it's okay with me.
I just want you to know that that's the potential.
Okay.
I'm not even sure it's appealable. So.
Okay.
Okay. Then we're confirming this matter for June 3rd?
Yes.
Okay. Are you prepared to go to trial?
Yes. And I also have my witness's address that I was requested to bring last week so they can mail him a subpoena.
Okay. Have you got your jury instructions even thought of? Or are we trying this to the bench?
It's a jury trial.
Okay. Have you done your jury instructions?
What are jury instructions?
Once again, those court rules I told you about? You need to look at the court rules. There's a whole set of books on jury instructions. It's about 8 volumes, and they deal with jury instructions on every imaginable criminal charge and civil matter that you could think of. And they require some extensive research and review and determination as to which ones are appropriate and which ones aren't, if you're going to represent yourself.
I strongly feel that any 12 people who hear my case will understand.
Yeah, but you don't get to tell your case unless you follow the rules.
Okay.
So you got to have the jury instructions.
I will have them by the 3rd.
Okay. If you don't, Mr. Sylvan, we won't go to trial on that day. So don't think it's going to just slide. Okay. Do you have any pretrial motions that you wish the court to consider other than the one you've already brought?
Motion to dismiss.
We've already been there.
Okay. Well, no, I don't.
Do you have any motions in limine at this time?
What is in limine? It
means before the trial.
No, Your Honor, I'll just see you at the trial, and I'll go from there.
Make sure that if you have any motions in limine, that you bring those with you, and get those in writing so that I can consider them with any case law that you think might be appropriate. Okay?
Yep.
Okay, because if you don't, then I can't consider them.
That's fine.
Okay. Is there anything else from the city with respect to knowing this matter for...